There is a Fort Worth-based company I bet you've never heard of, but the stock market sure has. Stocks up double digits just this year, up 12% year-to-date. They had good earnings that were announced the other day, and the company seems to really be moving. Elevate Credit is what it's called. ELVT is the ticker symbol. Ken Reese is the chairman of the board, and he's the CEO. It has been since 2014, and he joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks, David. Thanks
so you're a different kind of, you're a subprime lender. Right. I mean, in general, it's a subprime lender, but beyond the payday loans and title loans and that sort of thing.
That's exactly right. We're really a fintech lender in a lot of ways.
Tell me what that means.
We use technology and advanced analytics to serve customers that are being underserved by other products. So, and you're right, our customers oftentimes are forced into the arms of payday lenders and title lenders.
Because they
don't
have credit rates.
They either have damaged credit or no credit at all. And what we're able to do with our technology product is find better ways to serve them with lower rates, save them. To date, we've now served 2 million consumers in the U.S. with $5.5 billion worth of credit and saved them about $3 billion over what they would have spent on payday loans.
That's remarkable. I live in a hole. I'd never heard of Elevate until recently. How do you market? How do you present yourselves?
Well, we find our customers through a whole lot of channels, direct mail, digital channels, partnerships with people like Credit Karma and LendingTree. In fact, some of the really interesting things we're doing using advanced technology. So, for instance, we do something called geofencing. So if we see a customer walk into a payday loan store, we've marked all those payday loan stores and title stores in the U.S. into our software. So if we see a customer go in there, we start pushing advertising to them. And so that's why, David, you probably aren't getting that advertising.
Right?
It's fantastic what we can do now, because I think you're right. One of the problems for a lot of customers is they don't realize there are better options. You know, they've been using a payday loan or a title loan, and now we're wanting to serve them. They're not aware of us. So by using this sort of technology, we're able to, you know, really target our advertising into the customers who need these products.
So tell me, why are you better? Because you can charge a lower interest rate?
Well, we call what we do good today, better tomorrow. We want to be a better solution for the customer's immediate needs for credit. And when they have an immediate need for credit, it is truly immediate. So
I mean, this is $1,000 to
that's right.
Make a car payment and be sure your house is...
Absolutely right. It's generally it's either auto related or medical related is the demand. So and the customers need their money right away, because you know if their car breaks down, they got to get back to work.
Right,
they got to
right.
get that fixed. So we use our technology to provide a decision in about 12 seconds. About 95%+ of the time, customer doesn't have to provide any paperwork, or there's no talking to a human. They get their answer, money overnight in their bank account. And actually in the UK, they get their money in minutes.
You're as big in the UK as you are here.
Yeah, we're actually the number one player in the UK market, and quickly growing to be the number one in the US as
so
well.
So now go back and tell me why you're better than I know what I'm talking about. These title lenders that I see, you know, where the gas stations used to be, they're setting up at the corner. Well, are you charging lower interest rates? Or are you faster? Or
actually, it's really all of those. So you know, right now it's sort of a hassle. Most of these products are available through brick and mortar locations. You got to drive across town and stand in line, and then it's very expensive. But also, they're dead end products. They never help customers rebuild their credit. So if you've had maybe you're a single mom and you charged off your credit cards due to an expensive divorce. If you start using payday loans, you could be the best payday loan customer of all time. It never helps you. So what we do,
it never goes into your credit.
So what we do is we have the instant decisioning. So it's much more convenient, all online. We are a lower rate. Typically, we're about a quarter of a payday loan, and our rates go down over time. And then the other thing we do is by reporting to credit bureaus, by providing free credit monitoring services, financial literacy videos, we're helping people improve their credit. Now we've got, you know, hundreds of thousands of customers that have seen a meaningful improvement in their credit just because they've been using our products.
So you're loaning money to people who have no credit rating, or they have a rotten credit rating that you've never seen and never will see.
Well,
this sounds crazy.
Well, you know, this is America. I mean, let's face it. This is a non-prime country we're in today. Two-thirds of the U.S. with a credit score less than 700, no credit score at all.
Is that right?
Twice as many non-prime customers as prime, yet all the people who are, you know, focused on lending still continue to really think that the main audience is the prime audience. But what's happened, and this is really in particular following the Great Recession, banks have been pushing non-prime customers out of branches, now reducing about $150 billion worth of subprime credit. And they've been pushing me into the arms of terrible products like payday loans and title loans. So we're really representing a new breed of more responsible credit that we provide. And we also are increasingly partnering with banks to help banks get back into the business of serving their customers again.
But the economy's got to be helping you out and coming your way. I mean, we just announced the lowest unemployment in this country in 17 years. People seem to be working. Maybe wages aren't going up, but at least they're working. I would think that your loan loss provisions must be down.
Well, our credit quality is better than it's ever been. A lot of that is just due to the maturing of our portfolios and the ongoing improvements in underwriting. But sort of the interesting thing is, you know, even with the improvements in the economy, you've still got about half of Americans that don't have $400 in savings.
Wow.
So this is why we think of what we're doing is really serving what we call the new middle class. The middle class is defined by very limited savings, income volatility. They may be members of the gig economy, and despite how big this opportunity is, there's very few of us that are really taking technology and coming up with better products.
That's fascinating. So you operate the UK and the US. Can you operate all over the US? Are the lending laws uniform in all 50 states?
Oh, of course not. It wouldn't
That's
be the US if there was consistent rules.
Yeah.
But no, we have two products in the US, one called RISE, where we operate under each state law, and so the product's very different in each state that we serve. And then there's a product called Elastic, in which we partner with a third-party bank that originates the credit. So that product is uniform. It's a line of credit, uniform across all the states. But RISE is just tuned to each individual state. And that's one of the things we've learned is in a state that may have a shorter term or a bigger minimum line amount, we just tune everything we do to work within those states.
So, I mean, are there some states in which you just don't operate?
We're serving a customer that is riskier, no two ways about it, and we have to have a return that is appropriate for the risk of that customer.
So tell me about the UK, and I guess because you're a virtual company, you can walk into the UK and just sort of start doing business overnight?
Well, we actually bought a company over there to start in 2010, then really rethought the entire way we wanted to serve that market. And so we have a team, about 100 people over there. But right now, if you ever go to the UK, you will see our TV spot. It's a very popular
spot. So you use
TV
there?
Yes, we use all the channels there like we do today here in the U.S. We have TV here, but in the UK, because it's a much more concentrated market, we're able to really use TV to be kind of the branded a product in that space.
So are you right size right now? Are you doing roll-ups? Are you looking for acquisitions, or do you just expand?
Well, I mean, the organic growth opportunity is so big for us. I mean, we grew 24% year over year first quarter this year. We'll do about $800 million in revenue. And we see that kind of growth on an ongoing basis just because the need's so big and we're doing something so differentiated. I mean, our products, as I mentioned, we're saving customers billions of dollars over payday loans. So we think the answer is not really to roll up other people's products that aren't that great, but just to continue to push our significantly better products more and more. So we expect to continue to show the kind of growth we've shown for the foreseeable future.
Well, you seem to be appropriately named. Elevate Credit, Ken Reese is the chairman and CEO of the Fort Worth-based company. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, great to be here.
Thanks a lot. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.